Aha! I found you, loser! Wait, where are you going? Wait, stop! Hey! Hey! You aren't getting away this time. Hey, stop trying to. We need to talk. Stop sidestepping me. Ugh, my legs are already so sore from chasing you around all day. A spin move? Really? You're such a freaking dork. Come on, I just want to talk. You want me to rip your backpack off? Stop trying to run then! You want to do this the hard way, huh? You were never strong or fast enough to get away from me, loser. I mean, damn it. You're not a loser, loser. I mean... why is this so freaking hard? Look, I just wanted to... I never intended... All these years... Fuck, where do I even begin with this? What? No, I'm not doing this to toy with you. What kind of psycho do you think I am? And why did you look so incredulous at that? I'm not a psycho. You take that back, you little... I get what you're trying to do, but I won't let you distract me. You can look up at me with those hateful eyes all you want, but... Honestly, no. I deserve that. I deserve all of the hatred that you can muster up for me and then some. I've been horrible to you all of these years, and I've been an absolutely atrocious human being to the person that was once the most important thing in the world to me. You meant the world to me. And you still do. I know that those words mean nothing to you, but I'm not lying. It's not a lie. You still do mean the world to me, and you looking at me like that, it feels like a knife in my chest. One that I put there myself, and each time I see you like this, it feels like I'm just twisting it further in. I'm sorry. No, I'm not gonna act like I'm the victim after all I've put you through. You don't have to believe me. Even though I really want you to, this is not about me. I meant what I said when I told you that I wanted to apologize. I figure I owe you an explanation at the very least. It started when you and I got stuck in that old shed in front of your house. Do you remember? Yeah, the one with the stubborn doorknob. Well, stubborn's an understatement, but... Whatever happened to that shed, by the way? Wait, don't answer that, I'm getting beside the point. Anyways, we got stuck in there that entire night, and we were supposed to be up in your treehouse for a sleepover, but I dragged you into the shed because you were afraid of what was in there. Yes, you were. No, I'm not insulting you, but you really were kind of a scaredy cat. I wanted to bring you out of your shell, you know? Show you that the world wasn't such a scary place. What good that turned out to be, huh? Leave it to me to want to do some good and end up messing up horribly. I panicked when the door shut and we couldn't open it again. It was pitch dark and small enough to make a kid claustrophobic in there, let alone two, and I was having an anxiety attack. I felt like my lungs were about to burst, and yet at the same time, I felt like I couldn't breathe at all. I still get nightmares about it, you know? Even now, I avoid tight spaces like my life depends on it. Basically, I was a nervous wreck, and if I was alone in that shed, well, who knows what would have happened to me. But thankfully, I wasn't alone. Right when I thought things could get worse, when I thought that I would finally suffocate, you told me that everything would be all right. We were chest to chest, and I could feel my heart beat against yours. And it was so steady and calm. And when I opened my eyes and I saw your face, barely visible with the little moonlight that I got in from the cracks of the wood, you smiled at me. Just a simple smile. And it took my breath away, and then it gave it right back. You were so brave that night. I know, I just called you a scaredy cat, but you were so afraid of what was in that shed, and yet even in that pitch black, claustrophobic hell, you still had the time to look at me and smile. To stop me from panicking even when you were supposed to be the coward. People always said that I was the strong one, the one who took charge. Even your parents told me that you were like a puppy that followed me around, but that night, I was so weak and it was you who saved me. And that was when I fell in love. And I fell hard. So damn hard. I was never one to look at someone else like that, but you were just... God, you were my pillar. I just never told you. Because, well... we were so young, and I didn't know what my feelings meant, not fully at least, and I'm sorry if this is a lot to take in, but please, please let me finish. Unfortunately, there's more to the story, as you know, and I just need to get it all out. You were such an amazing person that it was inevitable that people would take notice. You were so bright and easy to get along with. Eventually, I wasn't the only one in your life, and you were my best friend, and I know that it's unfair and stupid, but I started to feel like you didn't feel the same about me, and I was jealous and angry. And at some point, I grew distant, and as much as I hated myself for it, I just couldn't tell you why. And eventually, I started acting on that jealousy. That was when I first pushed you over at lunch. Do you remember? The utter confusion and sadness on your face as you looked up at me, your best friend, or your ex-best friend, I should say. That'll always be ingrained in my mind. I went home, and I cried myself to sleep that day. But as much as I hated it, I found that berating you and putting you down was so much easier than facing my feelings. I lied to myself that bullying you was better than getting rejected or you forgetting about me. And so I kept going, and it spiraled out of control, way out of control. I'm such a fucking coward. all of these years lost because of my own inability to confront the truth. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so, so sorry. You don't need to forgive me. You don't even need to say anything. I don't deserve it. After all the pain I put you through, just know that the thought of living the rest of my life without having you, not even as a friend, well, it feels like I'm back in that shed on that night, only you're not there to save me. You can leave now. I've said everything I need to say. What? What are you doing? Look at you. How could I? I'm not worthy of even thinking about you, let alone... Did you really just... You really forgive me after everything I've done? You're amazing, and I don't deserve you at all. But can you keep holding me like this for just a while longer? Thanks. I really needed that. I feel like a weight's been lifted off of my shoulders. Yes, no more calling you names, no more getting rough with you. I'll tell Chet and the others to stop giving you a hard time as well, and... Yeah, sorry about that. I promise I'll make up for all of these lost years. As your girlfriend. I can call myself that, right? Wonderful. I'll be the sweetest girlfriend you could ever want. Come again? You may be liked? Me getting a little rough with you and calling you names? Just a small part of you. Okay, no comment on that for now, but I'll keep it in mind. Anyways, how do you feel like a sleepover in the treehouse for old time's sake? And to celebrate. Yeah? You'd like that? Awesome. Mwah. I love you.